Chapter 9. The United States Postal Service has a motto. The motto is, "Neither rain, nor sleet, nor driving snow shall halt the delivery of the mails." All this means is that even when the weather is nasty and your mail person wants to stay inside and enjoy a cup of cocoa, he or she has to bundle up and go outside and deliver your mail anyway. The United States Postal Service does not think that icy storms should interfere with its duties. The Baudelaire orphans were distressed to learn that the fickle fairy had no such policy. Violet, Klaus, and Sunny had made their way down the hill with much difficulty. The storm was rising, and the children could tell that the wind and the rain wanted nothing more than to grab them and throw them into the raging waters of Lake Lachrymose. Violet and Sunny hadn't had the time to grab their coats as they escaped the house, so all three children took turns wearing Klaus's coat as they stumbled along the flooding road. Once or twice a car drove by, and the Baudelaires had to scurry into the muddy bushes and hide in case Captain Sham was coming to retrieve them. When they finally reached Damocles Dock, their teeth were chattering and their feet were so cold that they could scarcely feel their toes, and the sight of the "closed" sign in the window of the Fickle Fairy ticket booth was just about more than they could stand. "It's closed!" Klaus cried, his voice rising with despair and in order to be heard over Hurricane Herman. "How will we get to Curdled Cave now?" "We'll have to wait until it opens," Violet replied. "But it won't open until the storm is past," Klaus pointed out, "and by then Captain Sham will find us and take us far away. We have to get to Aunt Josephine as soon as possible." "I don't know how we can," Violet said, shivering. "The Atlas says that the cave is all the way across the lake, and we can't swim all that way in this weather." "Entro!" Sunny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, "And we don't have enough time to walk around the lake either." "There must be other boats on this lake," Klaus said, "besides the ferry. Motor boats, or fishing boats, or—" He trailed off, and his eyes met those of his sisters. All three orphans were thinking the same thing. "Or sailboats," Violet finished for him. "Captain Sham's sailboat rentals. He said it was right on Damocles Dock." The Baudelaire stood under the awning of the ticket booth and looked down at the far end of the deserted dock, where they could see a metal gate that was very tall and had glistening spikes on the top of it. Hanging over the metal gate was a sign with some words they couldn't read, and next to the sign there was a small shack, scarcely visible in the rain, with a flickering light in the window. The children looked at it with dread in their hearts. Walking into Captain Sham's sailboat rentals in order to find Aunt Josephine would feel like walking into a lion's den in order to escape from a lion. "We can't go there," Klaus said. "We have to," Violet said. "We know Captain Sham isn't there because he's either on his way to Aunt Josephine's house or still at the Anxious Clown." "But whoever is there," Klaus said, pointing to the flickering light, "won't let us rent a sailboat." "They won't know where the Baudelaire is," Violet replied. "We'll just tell whoever it is that we're the Jones children and that we want to go for a sail." "In the middle of a hurricane?" Klaus replied. "They won't believe that." "They'll have to," Violet said resolutely, a word which here means as if she believed it, even though she wasn't so sure. And she led her siblings toward the shack. Klaus clasped the Atlas close to his chest, and Sunny, whose turn it was for Klaus's coat, clutched it around herself. And soon the Baudelaires were shivering underneath the sign that read, "Captain Sham's Sailboat Rentals, Every Boat Has Its Own Sail." But the tall metal gate was locked up tight, and the Baudelaires paused there, anxious about going inside the shack.
"Let's take a look,"
Klaus whispered, pointing to a window, but it was too high for him or Sunny to use. Standing on tiptoe, Violet peered into the window of the shack, and with one glance she knew there was no way they could rent a sailboat.